We continue to pray across America. Today it's South Carolina and West Virginia. We thank you, Father, for South Carolina, whose capital is Columbia and has 5.1 million plus or minus people in their population. It's known as the Palmetto State and includes the ancient 500-year-old Angel Oak Tree. It produces more peaches than Georgia, surprise, and hosted the first shots of the Civil War. On December 20th, 1860, South Carolina was the first state to secede from the Union. It contains some of the tallest trees on the East Coast, has the longest cable-stayed bridge in North America. The Charleston Tea Garden is home to the only place where tea is produced for sale in the U.S. So, Father, we thank you, Lord God Almighty. You are known throughout all realms of creation as the only awesome, the Lord Jesus Christ, the sustainer of all that was and is to come. Our brethren long to have you move upon the hearts of those in South Carolina who do not know you, with a fresh prompting from the blessed Holy Spirit to acknowledge their sin, to repent of it, and to receive your forgiveness and gift of eternal life. Please do a work in the state of South Carolina to bring about the accomplishment of your plans, your destiny, your purpose, your provision, to complete fully your will for every Christ follower and their mission, to know you and make you known. He that wins souls is wise, very wise. In Jesus' name, amen. We lift up West Virginia. We thank you that its capital is Charleston, population 1.8 million, 35th state admitted to the Union in 1863, and only state directly out of the Civil War. It's known as the Mountain State with the highest average elevation in the U.S. east of the Mississippi, famous for its rugged terrain, longest U.S. steel arch bridge, and world's highest truss bridge. It was had the first brick street in 1870, and it was the last state to receive a Starbucks in 2003. Despite all that, Father, we lift up West Virginia. Dear Heavenly Father, we praise you and thank you so much for your love for West Virginia. We ask you, Lord, to reveal your unconditional love to each generation of West Virginians, drawing them into a deep personal relationship with you. May the people of West Virginia be known for their love for Jesus, their acts of agape love to others, their boldness to declare your word, exalting you across our glory-bathed Appalachian hills and hollows and into our nation and all nations. In Jesus' name, amen.